Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, happy Halloween. I cannot believe we are on the last day of October already. Are you a Halloween fan? To be totally honest, I'm not. I don't know. I just, you know, do it for the kids, especially when they were younger. And now since they're older, they just want to like put on their costumes and run around with their friends. Well, at least our youngest, grade 7, wants to run around and get all the candy that they can within the short few hours. And the other two just want to roam with their friends. And I'm just like not here for it, to be totally honest. And I haven't even bought my candy yet. That's how on top of Halloween I am this year. But maybe that's a good thing because then I have not been enticed whatsoever to eat it prior. So I can't wait for the clock to strike 12, and it's November 1st, and All things Christmas can begin, because Christmas is my jam. Do we still say that? Well, I just did. Anyways, I am showing up here today. I'm actually recording on my phone, so I hope that the audio is okay. And it hit me today because I am starting a challenge on Wednesday, November 1st, and calling it Commit to 30. November has 30 days, and if you want in, it is a free challenge. I will be sending out information through my emailer once a week, maybe twice. But if you're committing, I want to hear about the goal that you're hoping to see in 30 days. And if you actually see it through the 30 days altogether, then your name will be entered into a draw for a giveaway. And if you want to know what that giveaway is, then you better be on the emailer. So Commit to 30 is kind of a soft take, I should say, on 75 hard. If you've heard of 75 hard, it is hard, definitely. I commenced doing this challenge, 75 hard. It's 75 days of two 45 minute workouts a day, no alcohol, no cheat meals, following a certain diet, drinking a certain amount of water, learning a certain amount, like reading 10 pages a day, that kind of a thing. So I started doing it towards the end of August, because honestly, I was just, my body was really craving a reset after summer, after being away a lot, after not having routine that I definitely enjoy, definitely partaking in the extra summer cocktails and enjoying it while we were traveling through Europe and all that. So I really wanted a reset. But I got into doing this 75 hard and realized that honestly, when I am in routine, I do follow a lot of it anyways. I am a constant learner. I do have long workouts most days of the week. I am a fairly healthy eater. I definitely am not a big drinker when we are back into, you know, the routine of fall and whatnot. So I just found doing 75 hard that it wasn't really something that I was enjoying, and I know it's supposed to be hard, and so put that aside. It was just something that wasn't fitting into my lifestyle in the way that it just didn't feel necessary. Like today, let's say, I just had a 2-hour workout, then I'm going on my dog walk. Then I'm still eating healthy. I'm fueling my body because I am all about extra protein, making sure that I can feel great after these long workouts as I'm in training for a half Ironman right now. I drink a ton of water, and unless it's the weekend and we have things planned, I'm not drinking. So that's kind of what the premise around this Commit to 30 is. 30 days because there are 30 days in the month of November as we lead up to a chaotic or busy or unscheduled different routine type of December, where we, you know, lean into the holidays. We often have lots of parties to go to, celebrations, get-togethers, and all that. And so being able to challenge yourself and push yourself a little bit more through a month and really try and dig deep into some of the goals that you've set and maybe you are working on right now, but need that extra bit of push, shove, motivation, leveling up, all the things. So that's where Commit to 30 comes in. So if you want more information and if you want to join us, then please do. It is a free challenge. So just sign up for my emailer and you will get all the information. But for 30 days, you are committing to one workout of 45 minutes a day, plus an additional 15 minutes of outside movement. So for me, example, dog walk later in the day. When I am committing to this, I absolutely love it. Obviously, so do my dogs, but being able to be outside, maybe it's an actual hour walk with a friend in the trail. Maybe I'm going for a trail run that day instead. So my hour is actually outside, and then I will commit to 15 more minutes of something else, things like that. So those two movement pieces, and then you are committing to a minimum of 100 grams of protein a day. This is minimum. Ladies, we need to be eating almost a gram of protein per body weight, per pound of body weight. So 100 grams is something that we should all be committing to. Then at least 3 liters of water a day. Trust me, the water and the protein will be keeping you fuller than anything else, and you will want to limit all the other stuff anyways. I'm asking you to limit or cut out alcohol. And again, as I gave you in my 75 hard example challenge, maybe you don't need to be cutting out completely, but maybe the amount that you're doing is serving you, or maybe you're just, if you're able to actively think of how much you're doing that, then cutting back is a huge step. So then the next one would be also cutting out a cheat food and or a time. So if you're if you're a nighttime snacker, or if you like your chocolate or your ice cream, things that you know aren't serving you, that for 30 days you will commit to removing. And then lastly, a piece on learning. So can you commit to reading 10 pages a day? Can you commit to listening to a podcast? Can you commit to listening to an ebook, audiobook, something that can spark some conversation, interests, and something different? So I listen to tons of podcasts. I do like to read self-discovery, growth mindset types of books. And then I also recently just like binged Britney Spears's new book on audio as I've been driving around. And yeah, I would love another conversation on that one. And if you have read it or listened to it, definitely would love your thoughts and opinions on that one. But that's a whole other conversation. So let's wind this up. Commit to 30 starting November the 1st. If you want in, I need to chat with you with regards to your goals so that you can be in the running for the November 30th end game giveaway, and would love to see how committed you are for 30 days and what you can do with this time. So happy last day of October, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in, and let's see you tomorrow, November 1. Let's go commit to 30. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week.
You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSaturday.